Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
20 minutes away from the Rangers Players Show here on your home at Texas Rangers Baseball, 105.3 The Fan. Let's get into some NFL news of the day, shall we? Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation, Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, the Super Bowl-winning scout Brian Broaddus. We got Lucius Alexander, Carter Freeman hanging out with you, and we do encourage you to come on out to Draft 101 Thursday night, 4131 North Central Expressway, sponsored by Whataburger. They're going to feed you. The sign-up, there's not one. You just show up at 6:45, you hang out with us, we talk draft. It's going to be awesome. We look forward to seeing all of you there, and then we'll be at Shell Shack tomorrow off Henderson. So a lot of opportunities to come party with the G-Bag Nation. If you did miss it, Tyron Smith has officially retired. He will sign a one-day contract. There will be a press conference for him tomorrow at the Star in Frisco. So congratulations on a phenomenal career for Tyron Smith, who did play with the Jets last season after 13 years with the Cowboys. And now, as we talked about in the open, it does set up the possibility. You have Zach Martin and Tyron Smith maybe going into the Hall of Fame together. I think that would be awesome.
Can I throw another little caveat into that one-day contract deal? Yeah. Dallas now holds his rights. So if all of a sudden you get late in the season, I don't know if Tyron Smith is going to completely stay in shape and all that, but he might not. But at least you have his rights if all of a sudden you want to. Who is the safety that played?
Eric Weddle.
And played for the playoffs. Got a Super Bowl ring
sure
out of that.
Sure did, with
he?
The Rams.
Yeah. I was trying to remember Eric Weddle. I couldn't for the life of me think of his name.
I knew exactly where you were going after you mentioned that. That's amazing.
Yeah, but the Cowboys do hold his rights now. So if all of a sudden, like, you get to week 15 or 16, and remember they put Lyle Collins on the practice squad for, like, one of the games at the end?
Yeah.
Just, I mean, it gives you maybe a little flexibility if something happens down the stretch and you might need to go get a guy like that. Now, it's all depending on Tyron staying kind of in shape and being ready to play. But, you know, just something to always think about.
Yeah. I mean, that's an interesting one. You never quite know what's going to be going on. We will get to some draft audio here. We got Quinshon Judkins, who talked about meeting with Jerry Jones on the Up and Adams podcast. Will Howard's given his draft pitch as well. And then Diana Rossini giving us some insight on one team that's eyeing a quarterback in the draft. But the Miami Dolphins and cornerback Jalen Ramsey are mutually exploring trade options. So later today, earlier today, Chris Greer told reporters that he's scheduled to do a news conference and that Ramsey didn't ask to be traded, but the decision came after numerous conversations between the two camps. So it's just probably mutually for the best moving forward. But they're not looking to trade Tyreek Hill, not pursuing anything regarding the Cheetah as a possible trade target. But we'll see about Jalen Ramsey, who does, I believe, have quite a bit of money left on that contract.
You'll
right
be paying
now.
Him $21 million this year if you trade for him.
Yeah, he's due 25.1 fully guaranteed in 25.
They already paid four. Yep.
So there's the $21.1 million that you would be then on the hook for.
Yeah, which is not astronomical in any way. If there's a team out there that's really a contending team that feels like they need a corner, most teams probably do. Because you can never have enough of those guys. He's still really, really solid. Not still at the height of his powers, but absolutely an upgrade for most teams, I would imagine. So for $21 million, just obviously, what's the draft pick compensation going to look like? I think that
I've asked some Gang of Seven, so maybe I can get some of that here. Krusty's Corner guys will tell me that.
And I do think the Dolphins would punt on Tyreek Hill, but I don't think right now they're in any position to be able to do that, because how many teams actually want Tyreek Hill right now? He's off an awful season. Mm-hmm. He was injured. And he's just constantly screwing things up off the field. Yeah. So that's not really a tradable piece right now.
No. And, yeah, I guess, you know, whoever would trade, it's trying to buy low. You're not going to be getting anything that's really good. So, yeah, I guess we'll have to monitor that. Maybe Jalen Ramsey, who has been traded several times already in his career.
He's used to it.
Maybe this ends up going to a contending team. We'll see what the development is there.
Nothing we want to see the Cowboys do, right?
I don't think so. I mean, they do need a corner. I just don't know that they want to throw that amount of money at the position. I guess post-draft, they could circle back and look at it, depending on what ends up happening. Do they end up getting a corner in the first couple of rounds? Do they not? But they could circle back and revisit that. I don't think maybe if it's like a fifth round pick, they give up one of their fives.
Yeah, I wonder how pressed the Dolphins are going to be about wanting a pick in this year's draft, or if they're okay waiting it out and then just saying we'll take a pick next year if it means it's a second round pick instead of a fourth round pick or whatever.
That'd be one that would be very interesting to me if they'd even want one Jalen Ramsey. As we are talking draft, Path to Draft brought to you by Pluckers. Join us at all Pluckers locations Thursday, April 24th for our annual draft party. Our dude, Mel Kiper, okay, Mel Kiper Jr., he's been mocking Omarion Hampton to the Cowboys, and he's been pretty consistent about it.
Carolina running back.
Well, Kiper and Field Yates got together. They did a three-round mocky-mock on a SportsCenter special. Now, they did not have Omarion Hampton going to your Dallas Cowboys.
Good.
This time, it's Matthew Golden, the wide receiver out of Texas. And they wrote, Mel said, I thought about going Omarion Hampton out of North Carolina here with the possibility of Golden's 4.29 speed. Great route running opposite CeeDee Lamb just make too much sense. The Cowboys can finally get some reliability at wide receiver two for quarterback Dak Prescott. They haven't had two wide receivers go over 700 yards since CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper both did it in 2021. So the pivot there with Matthew Golden at pick 12. The rest of the haul then, when you look at pick 44, pretty sexy. Savon Revelle, the cornerback out of East Carolina, coming off that torn ACL, but seems like he's going to be cleared and ready to go for training camp, and Dr. Cooper did do the surgery, so the Cowboys know probably as well as anybody what he's looking like in his recovery. Big, long, makes plays on the ball. That would be a really good addition along with Diggs and Bland, and hopefully you can get something out of Kalen Carson, but that'd be a hell of a pick at 44. He actually goes right ahead of Carson Schwechinger, the linebacker from UCLA.
That's another good pick.
That we'd also be very interested in.
Yeah.
And then in the third round, the Cowboys circle back pick 76, Dylan Sampson, running back out of Tennessee. You want some juice. Dylan Sampson's giving you some juice now. I'm not sure about the pass protection, but he definitely is a home run hitter right there. Has some good upside, a little bit smaller, but there you go. You come away with a wide receiver, a corner, and a running back in this three-round mocky-mock from Kiper and Yates.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the reason why the Cowboys brought in Javonte Williams, to give them the out on if they wait too long on a running back and they don't get a guy that is going to be able to be a three-down back in terms of pass protection. Javonte Williams, you're a one-trick pony. That's who you are. You're the third-down back. You can catch the ball a little bit, and you can do some blocking here. And it gives them the opportunity to say, okay, if we don't want to reach in round one or two on a guy, then if we get a guy in the third round, hey, he can run the heck out of the ball. He's our starter. But we're not going to put him in pass-blocking situations. Yeah. That's why we have Javonte Williams.
Sure.
But this feels pretty realistic, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that it's absolutely realistic. I mean, it sounds like, I mean, Revel could end up going in the first round, but maybe he does slide to 44. There's a ton of momentum right now going towards Matthew Golden as the Cowboys pick at 12. And he had Ted Rowe and McMillan falling into the 20s, or they did, in this mock. Which, I mean, hey, that'd be a shame for him. He's a great player and somebody's going to be getting a steal if that ended up happening. But I'd be fine with all three of those picks. I probably would have a running back that I like more than Samson, but hey, he's still a good player.
I was going to ask you that though.
Scattaboo or Samson?
Samson.
I'd go Samson too.
How would you rank on their board? Where the is Golden's a one for you?
Golden is a one for me. Yeah, he's the last of my ones.
Is a one or he's a one as well, right?
Yes.
And then Samson a three?
Samson's a three.
See, I'm sitting the same way. To me, if Dallas pulled that draft off, that would be incredible to me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just being greedy with that third and thinking, like, if you want to go with a quick, a speedy guy, yeah. I'd rather just go with Tootin out of Virginia Tech. I like him a little bit more.
Okay. But
I'm not against Samson by any means.
Well, see, I've got others ahead of Golden.
Yeah,
but
like, I prefer Ted over Golden, but I can see it.
I understand why they would. I've said this for the last 2 weeks now. I understand why they would take Golden over McMillan. I totally get it.
Where'd you put Cam Scattaboo?
Third round. He would be a grade of a 139, 138 for me in the Cowboys scale. Bottom of the third round.
Yeah, I popped him in the fourth.
Yeah, there you go.
He's violent. Yeah. I wonder if he can sustain, like he seeks out contact.
Right.
I worry about that a little bit. I mean, he is so much fun to watch. Just a badass.
Okay, when you talk about violent players running the ball, him or Allen from Syracuse?
Well, Allen's a much better receiver, I would say.
Scattaboo's pretty darn good. He's pretty good, bro.
I mean, I've got Scattaboo higher.
Oh, I do too. I do too, but I was just, the more I think about it when I was working on stacking my players,
yeah,
I was thinking I had Allen too low in the fourth.
Yeah, I mean, I've got them both four. I just had Scattaboo higher in the stack.
See, this is when you go back and do this, this is what kills you.
It's tough.
Because you've done a lot of these players, you've studied them maybe in February, and you've
got to go back and rewrite your brain.
Yeah, and I'm going back and reading notes. I'm like, well, wait a minute, this guy reads better than where I have him right now.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that's, you know, that's something that always kind of gets you thrown off.
Here is Diana Rossini on the Scoop City podcast talking about the New Orleans Saints. What's going on with them and quarterback in the draft?
I know that the New Orleans Saints are on a mission to get a quarterback. That's the facts. Where in this draft? I'm unsure of. Maybe this is Derek Carr looking at the situation going, I don't want the Kirk Cousins treatment. I don't want to be your quarterback. You guys draft a young guy coming in here, and it's basically, when is he going to play?
I think Kellen Moore is a great offensive mind. Now, we know what he's like as an offensive mind, right? How do these guys fit in? Derek Carr's not fitting into the equation. There was something that changed from the time he took the job and be like, okay, we can win with Derek Carr, to maybe Derek Carr's camp not being happy. Maybe it's they told Derek Carr's camp that, hey, we're taking a quarterback. Derek can be the starter for one more year, and then we're going to start this other rookie. Like, I can imagine something like that going, and Derek Carr being like, hold up, I don't want to be a placeholder. I want to have a situation where I can go and I can be a starter for two or three more years in my career.
I think a lot of these teams are thinking, man, can we circle back and just take our quarterback at the top of the second? Which could cause for a lot of problems if you get one over-aggressive team that ends up foiling those plans. All it's going to take is one. I want chaos. I just want crazy crap to happen with these quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Yeah.
Like, I want all of a sudden Cleveland, we're looking around like, oh my God, they just took Shador.
Yes.
My God, the Jets just took Jackson Dart. And now you're New Orleans at 9, and it's like pure panic mode. You're like, well, damn it. We've got to take, who do we, Chuck? Milrow? Who are we taking, guys?
Howard?
Kellen, what are you, because now you can't wait. And then the phone's ringing, and the Steelers are like, Jerry, come on, we need Milrow. We're going up 21-20. You want a first round next year? Just take it. Just take our one next year. That's our quarterback of the future. Now, pipe dream. Most likely none of that happens, but I'm here for the craziness.
Yeah, I mean, all it takes is one team, even in the teens or early 20s now, a quarterback goes off the board, and now teams like the Giants, who maybe passed on one at three, are feeling like, okay, can we even wait now to go get, to just take a guy in the second round, or do we need to trade back into the first round? I think if I'm betting on it, I think trades back into the first round to go get a guy make a ton of sense.
Yeah, I think so as well. I mean, I've seen some scenarios where Cleveland takes Travis Hunter at two, and then they're trying to get back in to get Shador.
Yeah, yeah. Or even the Giants, maybe they take the Hunter at three if he's there, or Abdul Carter, and then it's like, all right, now you know what? Let's go ahead and jump back into the first round to make sure we get a quarterback that we like.
Because I mentioned on the draft show, like, I just wonder how much is that fifth-year option, how valuable is that
right.
to keep the quarterback on the rookie deal? But now if you hit on him, it's like all these quarterbacks want to re-up going into like year four. Does that even really matter? I don't know. But hey, you got the fifth-year option on it. That could end up being valuable. So it's going to be fascinating to see what ends up happening with these quarterbacks. Now, Colorado two-way star Travis Hunter told CBS Sports that none of the teams that he's met with in the weeks ahead of the draft have made an issue of him playing both offense and defense.
Okay.
However, if an NFL team told him he had to focus on one or the other and not play both, it would be game over for him.
What?
He says, quote, it's never playing football again because I've been doing it my whole life and I love being on the field. Mm. I feel like I could dominate on each side of the ball, so I really enjoy doing it.
Sure.
So if a team doesn't give him the option, he says he's just not going to play.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
He'd rather not play at all than just play receiver.
Yeah.
See, this is where I think teams have to be very, very mindful, and this is where he has to be careful too. I've said this earlier. The NFL schedule is longer than what he does in a collegiate season. He's a hell of an athlete. You know, 185 pounds. You know, you worry about him kind of getting wore down, getting smaller, you know, losing weight, maybe it affecting his ability to play corner, you know, tackle, how physical does he want to be? You know, that's what I worry about with him. But this we've seen the rookie wall hit these guys. We saw Oso Digizua for 3 years, really not get past game 14, you know? But those first years,
it's a grind, man.
It is a grind. The training camp, you're playing basically now with 20 games. So, yeah, here we go.
It's a lot of talk, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think
I like it now. You know, you can swing the big stick right now.
Yeah, exactly. You can say that now, but once you get drafted, it'll be a different story. And I still find it hard to believe that he can be a full-time two-way player. I do expect him, at least in year one, to be full time on one side of the ball and then, you know, playing a fair amount on the other side. But 100% both ways is over the top. And even just like, how long can you actually do that? If he can do the unthinkable and be full time on both sides, that would be incredible.
The sustainability. All right, so much more to get into. I can sprinkle in some more NFL talk right before the top 10 later on today. But we've got our Texas Rangers Players Show. Hobie Milner, Rangers reliever, joining us next on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Segment here in the Nation brought to you by Frankel & Frankel, 214-333-3333. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And it's time for the Texas Rangers Players Show. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. And today gets a little bit better as the local legend, the lefty, who's been absolutely dominant in his time with the Rangers this far this season. It's Hobie Milner here in the G-Bag Nation. Hobie, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on, man. We're the fellows from the clubhouse in spring training. We were doing the cocaine bear bits with you, dude. It's great to hear your voice again. We've been missing you. Yeah. How could you forget? The Vicodin Viper, dude. I've been really trying to workshop.
Non-Vicodin. It wasn't Vicodin.
What was it?
It was a Viagra Viper.
Oh, the Viagra Viper.
Viagra Viper.
Yep.
Yeah, it's better that way.
It's a lot better that way.
I think we could build out that story. Well, you've been playing your tail off, dude. This has been, I would imagine, a ton of fun for you.
Yeah, no, it has. Thank you. It was a tough spring training, and you know, we kind of made some adjustments with my attack plan, and things have been working out so far. So it's been good.
You're leading Major League Baseball in strikeouts with the bases loaded. I don't know if you were aware of that or not, but what's been the key for you to be able to navigate out of some really tough situations?
I guess the one key is actually just being in the situations is step one. I'm sure there's not very many guys have had that many opportunities to get strikeouts with bases loaded, but I just, you know, they just happened to put me in the situations, and I've just happened to get a couple strikeouts. I'm not a big strikeout guy, but just getting a few has been good.
We love your sidearm delivery. What was the genesis of that? How long have you been pitching this way?
This is about 10 years now for me. Doing it like this. I was in double A my second year in double A, which is like my fourth, fifth year in pro ball. And, I just wasn't cutting it. And, the pitching coordinator at the time told me, well, it looks like you throw pretty good sidearm when you're like fielding bunts and picking over to first base. You should try it off the mound. So after that I tried it, and it took about a year or so to really lock down some mechanics. And then every year has just kind of been a little tweak there, a little tweak here.
Hey, Hobie, well, okay, you mentioned that, but when you get in, like maybe like a pro golfer, when you get in a little rut with your swing, do you have somebody that you could go to that can kind of look at you and say, okay, think about this? Because it is a little bit different than maybe what we normally get coached.
Yeah, you know, that's a question that has plagued me for a while. I actually don't have a specific person or something that
you're
I can go to.
You're just mentally tough, then, is what you are, right?
Battle test.
No, that's not it. I just continue to look at video of when I was successful.
Sure.
Look at things I did, and I look at kind of where my arm slot was, what feels good, and like my arm slot changed from year to year. It's a little lower this year than it was last year and the year before. But I'm doing. I feel like things are coming out well, and I like the shape of my pitches, so we're just going with it. And I mean, we worked on a few things in spring,
sure.
Just, you know, mechanically. I didn't feel right when I first got there, and we worked on this and that, and then things kind of fall into place the more reps you get, and then the hitters start telling you whether your stuff's working or not.
Rangers reliever Hobie Milner with us here in the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan. So you're a Texas kid. You went to Fort Worth Paschal, but you made your debut in Philadelphia with the Phillies. Did you have to hide that you were kind of a DFW guy when you were in Philly, since they hate the Cowboys so much?
No, I didn't. I I don't think that they care about people from Dallas. They just care about Cowboys fans. And like, I am not a fan of, I'm not saying I'm not a Cowboys fan. I'm just not like an NFL fan, really. Like, I don't really pay attention to sports outside of baseball. So they didn't really have any crap to give me.
What about with your Longhorns?
I get more stuff about that, honestly, because like, just being a Longhorn makes you a Longhorn for life. And, yeah. There's a lot of hate out there for the Longhorns from what I've seen. But you know, it's just, I chose to go there and I enjoyed it and I loved it there and I wouldn't change it.
You got an Arch Manning jersey or what?
I do not. I do not have any football jersey. If I did have a Texas football jersey, it would probably be a Vince Young jersey.
Oh, there you go. That's strong. BY, that makes sense. He's a champion. Well, how'd you like living in Philadelphia?
I mean, I stayed in a hotel, like a fancy hotel by the stadium. It was okay. I don't know. I like my Philly cheesesteaks, but other than that, like I've spent more time living in Reading, Pennsylvania, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, than I did in Philly. Yeah. And actually, I kind of enjoyed it out there. Once you get outside of the actual town, like in kind of Amish country, it's pretty nice. I really like that area. It's scenic.
Did you do like Amish farm stuff? Did you go milk some cows or anything?
No, never did that. But just driving around was really nice. I loved it up there.
Beautiful Amish country. When it comes to the Angels, you did spend a year with them. They're obviously in town over the weekend. Is that anything there when it comes to playing against a former team?
Not this team, I guess. Like maybe playing against the Brewers, it'll feel a little different. But this team, I barely even remember my time with the Angels. It was 2020. So it was a COVID year. It was a 60-game season. My locker was in like the back corner away from everyone. It was like you're separating everybody out. And I was with the taxi squad guys most of the time. So I barely even consider myself having played for the Angels.
How's the bullpen coming together right now? Last time we visited with you was like right at the beginning of spring training. So now you guys have gotten to know each other. And really the bullpen's been fantastic for the start of the season.
No, it's been good. No, we got a great group of guys. We all like each other and we all root for each other out there. And I think everybody's kind of like fallen into a routine now. Like we kind of know our roles at the moment. And, you know, starter gets in trouble. The same few guys are starting to stretch around every time. And we kind of have a good idea. So it's going well.
What's it like being coached up by Mad Dog?
It's pretty cool. He's very straight to the point, which I like. I like someone who's going to be honest and he's going to come up and tell you what you're doing wrong and he's going to praise you for what you're doing right, which is really nice.
Now, I know at least in spring training, he was doing the joke of the day bit, right? He was just randomly selecting a pitcher in the meeting and you had to fire off a joke. Did you ever get called on?
I did get called on. And I did tell a joke and it was okay. It was fine. I stressed about it for about 4 or 5 days. Like I was like really nervous about it, like genuinely nervous about it. And there were actually a few other guys talking about it too. They're like, man, this is the most nervous I've been since I was a rookie on the bus.
So this got you ready for that, all those bases loaded situations and stressing out about that. So Mad Dog kind of got you ready for those tough times.
Yeah,
as well.
Exactly. Like that's how we got our adrenaline training in for spring training.
Hobie, you got to give us the joke, Hobie. Come on.
No, I'm gonna save it. Not gonna give that.
Who had the best joke of all the pitchers? Who do you believe got the best reception on their joke of the day?
Honestly, the very first one was David Buchanan's, and he told this like really long, intricate story one, and it was really good. Like everybody loved it. And they're like, "Wow, you just did that off the cuff." Like, yep, that's it.
That's awesome.
It was really good. Yeah.
Did Mark Church do his DNA goat joke at the zoo?
I think he did. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he did. He told you about that one, huh?
Oh, yeah. He told us that one. Oh, yeah.
He was workshopping it. He wasn't sure when he was going to get called on, but just like you, Hobie, he was extremely nervous about it. But when he gave us the joke, we were like, hey, run with that. That's pretty dang good.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was really funny. Everyone liked it.
So you're a 91 baby. I'm also a 91 kid, and obviously growing up in Fort Worth, I imagine the school lunch is very similar. I was a Plano grad. What was the go-to school lunch? Was it the pizza sticks?
So I wasn't in the public school system until high school.
Okay.
So once I got to high school, past school actually had off-campus lunch all 4 years.
Nice.
So I could walk. I would walk to Taco Bell or Whataburger every single day.
That's the dream scenario.
It was the dream. We would have fifth period, which would be right before lunch. We'd have baseball, and then you finish baseball and walk right up to Taco Bell.
That's beautiful.
And hang out with about 30 friends and eat tacos.
Yeah, it's the good old days, dude. What is Hobie Milner eating like pregame?
Whatever kind of spread we have something different almost every day, and I'll eat not something too heavy. Like if they have a steak out there pregame, I'm probably not going for that. I'm going for something lighter. But you know, it varies. It's not, there's nothing, there's no routine to it.
Wow. Okay. You got to be, no superstitions with Hobie Milner?
I guess I do have some superstitions. Like I've got two pairs of grays, two pairs of whites. And when it's been cold outside, so two of my buttons I had to get replaced, and because they were too tight, you couldn't snap them together. Mm. So they replaced them with plastic ones. And I was like, oh, well, if it's cold, I'll wear the plastic ones because those aren't going to get cold. Like that was my thought. Yeah, so I've been wearing those during the games, and I've been wearing the metal ones during practice beforehand. But that's really the only thing I've got going for me right now.
So how cold was it in Chicago? Because it did look pretty darn frigid.
It was really cold. That first night it was 31 degrees maybe, but the wind chill put it down to like 8. So that was one of the colder ones, but thank goodness we were in the bullpen because we were under the stands. And it's not completely closed off from the outside, but like there's a heater in there. And like it was in the 60s in there for us.
Okay.
Probably.
So you get
the second you run out. Yeah, second you run out the pitch, though, it's like, whoa, it's like stepping in the freezer.
Is that the worst conditions? Like, pitching in the cold is worse than even pitching in the summer heat?
No, I'd say pitching in the rain's worse than all of them. I'd rather pitch in the cold. Like, I need more sleeves in Chicago because the cold doesn't really affect the relievers much. It's when you're going back out. Like, as a starter, that might be worse. Like, when you're sitting down, going back out. But rain for me, like when you're getting your cleats all clogged up with mud and you're losing traction, and then like the balls might be slick and whatnot, that's the worst for me.
Hey Hobie, who, since you're talking about getting your cleats all clogged up, who has the best mound in the league?
My favorite mound that I've pitched on was probably St. Louis.
Okay.
What makes it special?
They have a specific like texture on top of their clay. Like they put on this like
dressing,
really good looking sand. It's like, it's a sand that's not the same color as the clay underneath. So like the clay underneath is dark, I think. And then they put this like light thin layer, this perfect layer of sand on top, but it's like it's super tacky. I don't know. It was weird.
Wow.
Yeah, it's unique for sure.
That's some great insight right there. Hobie Milner with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Where does the name Hobie come from? I've never met another Hobie until you.
My parents got it off of Baywatch. It was David Hasselhoff's son on the show. And he spelled it different. But, there's a Hobie Catamaran company. Yeah. And I'm assuming that's where it's from.
You're the only Hobie that we acknowledge here in the G-Bag Nation. Hobie Milner, ladies and gentlemen, we love you. Thanks for the time, dude. Keep kicking ass. We love you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Take care, dude. Local legend. All right. How about CY? And CY name dropped him yesterday. I meant to tell him that. I should have let him know. Like when we were talking about the good aspects, what has CY encouraged right now about his team? Hobie Milner is the first name that jumped out of his mouth. That's pretty impressive stuff.
Texas Longhorn. Dude, the off-campus lunch for 4 years. I got it for two, but 4 years. That's awesome.
Yeah, Taco Bell and Whataburger.
I'm surprised you didn't ask him his order. His Taco Bell order.
You're right. Listen, I dropped the ball like 50 times.
Sometimes, like, I'm not saying
no. It's fine. We're in the post game right now, so it's back to the drawing board. Right?
I did think about it, and then it just evaporated.
All I could think about was the best mound in the league.
That's a good question.
I should have asked about the Taco Bell.
Yeah. We're all looking in the mirror after that one.
Kind of disappointed. No helmet sticker for me on that one.
Hobie was great, though. We appreciate
him. He's a good dude.
All right, Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Where are you taking us, Broadus?
Yeah, let's talk some NFL draft. That's what we do this time of year.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Do that next. About to do some Krusty's Corner, which we do every day at 3:40-ish right here in the G-Bag Nation. We'll talk with David Helm and Fox Sports coming up on the other side. Big shout-out to Hobie Milner. The tech's loving him on the truckwreck.com text line. Really good interview there. Rangers Player Show brought to you by Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life makes tomorrow better. And without further ado, here he is, King of the Krusty's, Broadus.
Thank you very much there, Wooly Bully. Appreciate you. We got the on the NFL Network, we've got the Philadelphia-San Francisco game. And this is the game that Big Dom got kicked out.
When him and Dre Greenlaw went at it.
Yeah, they're like Shanahan is losing it to this official about the situation. And him, everybody's kind of patting Big Dom on the back and telling him, like, hey, well done and all this. But, yeah, Big Dom just got kicked off, got kicked off the field for the Eagles. So, anyway, he was nice to us, right?
He was, Nice. It was kind of a bummer because I wanted to just hate him.
You wanted to hate him,
but honestly, it was because you knew his predecessor.
I did. I knew Bucci.
That's right.
And so when I said that, he kind of like, okay, this guy's legit.
Yeah.
He knows what's going on here. So anyway, well, they kicked Greenlaw off too. Did they really?
They did. They both got ejected. I don't think Greenlaw had any further punishment though.
Yeah. Big Dom missed a few games and he came back Yeah, it was a Cowboy game the next week. So anyway, yeah, Big Dom. All right, you mentioned that about Draft 101. Excited about that. Excited about all our Love of the Star podcast too, stuff. We're doing a lot of drafting things on that. Check that out on the Odyssey podcast stuff. And again, I want to thank our guy Travis and Ruby over there with Whataburger for helping us out today. We got a chance to try the mushroom burger. It's something new on the menu there. Man, that thing has got incredible flavor with the sauce.
That sauce is the real deal.
Yeah, sauce is unreal. And they sent over some banana milkshakes.
That thing is really
banana pudding. Yeah, check it out.
I was like, I'm just going to have a couple sips. Let me try this thing.
Next thing you know, it's all like, gone. I was trying to see if you had any left over there.
No, you didn't hear the air bubbles coming out of the straw at the end when I was just dying for just a touch more of that flavor.
Crazy. But again, thanks to all the folks at Whataburger. Thanks for being a part of Draft 101. We really, really do appreciate that. Okay. I want to talk to something real quick. Zach, you know this, we're talking about some injured guys and stuff like that. Some of my trainer guys are getting back. And by the way, I'm trying to get a rundown about what's through my Gang of Seven, what they want for Ramsey.
Okay, yeah.
So I got a couple of guys. Yeah, I got that's the corner from the Dolphins.
Yeah.
That's potentially could be traded. Had a couple teams go, let me ask. Maybe they're going to call and see what, you know, my guys could call.
Yeah, just call the Dolphins.
Call the Dolphins and
hey,
see.
Hey, what do you guys want?
What do you want for
Chris,
this?
Chris could, hey, Chris. Chris Greer. Hey, Chris, what do you want for this guy, you know?
Like, so, no, we're not interested. I'm just trying to let my guy know.
Yeah, just trying to do some good radio here is what we're trying to do. And also, too, I asked a couple of trainers about Revelle, right? And his surgery and all that, you know, with, you mentioned that we were talking about him potentially being there at 44.
Yes.
Dr. Dan Cooper, the Cowboys doctor, did his surgery. Matter of fact, Dr. Cooper's done like 6 knees in this draft.
Wow.
So you can guarantee those players are probably, those players will be well on schedule. Revelle, everything with him is all good. All good news there.
That's
no,
great.
No setbacks, no nothing there. So if he, in fact, is the would be available at 44, please hand that card in. That's
steal.
One of the best corners in the draft right there. Okay, and another thing, too, I asked about Morrison.
Yes, Benjamin Morrison.
Benjamin Morrison. He's a corner from Notre Dame. He would be right up there, too. Now, he's got some hip issues. And so I was asking my trainers around the league about that. I'm like, hey, how bad is this Morrison's hips? And one guy got back to me and said, hey, listen, he's cleared by his doctor for a workout. So evidently he's going to work out on April 21st.
Wow, 3 days before the draft.
3 days before the draft. He is going to run for people. Damn. In, I don't know if this workout's in South Bend or his hometown. But he is going to, I think he comes from a really athletic family, if I'm not mistaken. I think he's got brothers and sisters that are athletes along with him. But April 21st, he is going to do a workout for parties interested in him. A little bit of a degeneration of the hip, some concern, but should be okay. So it wasn't anything that these trainers are really, really, like, man, I wouldn't touch this guy.
Like, it could be an issue that prolongs.
We had this problem. We had the same issue with Brett Favre. Oh, sorry about that.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's all right.
We had the same issue with him when we made the trade for him way back in 1992. We had the same problem, and the doctors told us, hey, listen, this could be something that we just don't know. Guy played 20-something years.
Yeah, he was an Iron Man.
Yeah. So he, the deal with the hips, and, you're going to kind of deal with that. But the doctors haven't been cleared. There will be a workout. So if you're interested and you wonder why, wait a minute, the draft show, Love the Star. We've all talked about this guy. Why is he not being picked? Well, maybe some teams, but some other teams are totally okay with his situation.
Well, I love his tape. That's exciting.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. Going back and looking at the notes, his brother Samuel plays at Arizona.
Yeah.
He's got 2 sisters that are college gymnasts.
Yeah.
And his 3rd sister is a volleyball player at App State.
Yeah.
So the entire family is just athletic freaks.
Yeah. And you watch him play, he is legit. I mean, you talk about the lateral agility, the quickness, the willingness to tackle. I have him in the first round. He is my stack, by the way, my stack and stuff. I'm going to have that. I'm getting it all to my guys here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm going to have my board posted. I'm going to have my stack posted. 235 players is what we got in this thing.
It's a lot of dudes.
So I've got them ranked, and I just got to type them up, and I got to get them, my guys, and then we'll get that posted for you next week.
Wonderful.
But I have him as my 15th best player on the board.
I like it.
So
his tape is awesome. And even going back last year, 2 years ago against Marvin Harrison Jr.,
yeah,
it was fun.
All right. The Pro Football Focus, I continue to give them love on my little segment here. They listed guys, some players that would be surprise first round picks for every team.
Okay.
Surprise first round picks. Like, you're like, whoa, we haven't talked about
this.
It's
kind of fun.
Kind of fun.
I like this.
How about this one? How about Shedeur Sanders to the Tennessee Titans?
Ooh. Okay.
That would be
at number one instead of Cam Ward.
That would be a monster surprise.
It'd be a big
bombshell.
How about Jackson Dart to the Cleveland Browns?
It'd be a surprise.
Wow. So it's just,
but it's Cleveland. Cleveland going Cleveland.
Yeah, you can't put anything past them.
How about Mason Graham? And they're hunting defensive tackles. How about Mason Graham to the New York Giants?
Ooh, that would be a surprise. And that's been like locked into the Jags, but that'd be fascinating.
Graham and Lawrence together.
They asked me. Giants. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mason Graham and Lawrence.
Dude, that'd be
I think I would hate that more maybe than having them drafting Hunter.
You might just have to reactionary go with a guard at 12. You might just have to be like, well, damn it, we weren't going to do this, but is Tyler Booker out of Alabama in play now? Yeah.
How about Ashton Jinte to the Patriots at 4?
I wouldn't. Yeah,
that's actually one that I could see happening.
I could see it.
I could totally see that happening. Because they're going to be out of their top three players when it comes to, like, I mean, Ward's off the board, Carter, and Hunter. You're sitting there going, okay, why not just take the – because Campbell and Membu, they clearly need a lineman, but yeah. Those guys aren't surefire.
Here's Campbell going to the Jaguars, Will Campbell going to the Jaguars at 5. Jahad Campbell going to the Raiders at 6.
Yeah, it would be a Raider pick. That would be a Raider thing.
But the linebacker group, they say the linebacker group of the Raiders needs some help. And they're thinking that maybe Campbell would be an answer here. He'd give the Raiders a talented young presence in the middle of a defense, something they currently lack. How about this? Malachi Starks, safety from Georgia to the Jets at 7.
Okay. I mean, that'd be high for him to go, but I could see the Jets doing something weird. Maybe he's got an awesome Madden grade projected.
How about Nick Amanawori, safety from... How about safeties going back-to-back?
Yeah.
7-8.
That'd be wild.
But Nick Amanawori going to the Carolina Panthers at 8.
Carolina kid stays in Carolina.
How about the New Orleans Saints taking defensive tackle 3 technique Walter Nolan from Ole Miss?
Ooh. Like it's, let's go New Orleans. Do something wild.
Number 10, the Chicago Bears take your guy.
Mike Green? Donovan Jackson?
Abuka.
Oh, Igbuka. He's the first receiver?
This is the first receiver off the board.
Let's go.
At 10.
Man.
With the Chicago Bears.
Dude.
Pro comparison is Amon-Ra St. Brown. Amon-Ra St. Brown.
They'd have him, Roma Dunze, in back-to-back drafts.
How about that?
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Amon-Ra.
Amon-Ra St. Brown. How about that? That's his comparison.
I wish we could get Broadus to be the guy that has to read off the names on draft night when they get selected.
That's what we should do is just pod down Goodell.
That ain't happening. That's why we got other people doing this. How about Tyler Warren going to the 49ers?
Oh, Kittle, dude, and Warren?
That'd be an incredible pick for San Francisco.
Would you guys like to guess who they picked for the Dallas Cowboys? This is a wild, crazy.
Is it? Like, we haven't talked about this dude at all.
Oh, no, we've talked about
this. Is it Jalen Walker?
Keep guessing.
It's one of these running backs.
Maybe not.
Maybe not, or maybe.
Maybe not.
Is it Travion Henderson?
Nope.
Tell us.
Terrible radio, boys.
Well, Michael Williams?
I thought it was going to be, I figured one of these running backs would be.
Mike Green.
Jahdae Barron?
Jahdae Barron.
Okay. they need a corner.
That'd be a pleasant surprise.
That'd be good.
But they said, though, here, cornerback isn't a glaring need for Dallas.
Oh, come on, PFF. What are we doing?
Not a glaring need.
But the team did lose Jordan Lewis in free agency and doesn't have a clear in-house replacement for his slot role. Jahdae Barron brings over 900 snaps of experience playing inside and was the highest graded cornerback in zone coverage across the FBS in 2024, a skill set that would make him a strong fit in Matt Eberflus's scheme.
It would be a surprise pick.
I think we'd be happy with that.
I'd be
one,
so
huh?
happy.
Heck yeah. I would love that. It's only a surprise because we don't think the Cowboys are all that in love with him.
Yeah.
But otherwise, he's worth the selection there, and it absolutely fits a need.
Yeah, it does fit a need, regardless of what Pro Football Focus says. I shouldn't have read that first line, but I just had to.
No, I'm glad that you did it. Read that. Undercut them at every turn.
Make sure they know that they're getting checked.
They need, I mean, they're kind of...
Yeah. There you go.
Flip-flopping them.
Hey, all right, boys. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Friendly reminder, for over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better.
Globe Life.
Perfect. I'm so glad we got that
roof
in.
Roof open tonight, too.
Yes.
Take a wrap if you're going, right?
That play, it's just gorgeous with the roof open.
Yeah, but make sure you take a jacket, too, right? You don't want to get a little chilly. Or buy a hoodie out there.
Oh, buy a Rangers hoodie.
Yeah. Maybe we get some more air under those dingers.
This could be the key to get the offensive explosion.
At least we don't
going.
Have Ohtani there for the Angels.
Well, and there's no Jock Peterson in the lineup. There's no Jake Berger and no Josh Smith. I'll give you more details on what the Rangers are going to be having in their lineup a little bit later. But let's talk with our buddy David Hellman, Dallas Cowboys, formerly DallasCowboys.com, now with Fox Sports. He's making the Hollywood push now. We'll talk with Hellman next.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.